welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. On the Radio Thrift Shop, we cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound, exploring 33s, 45s, 78s, cassette tapes, 8-tracks, homemade CDs, and a variety of music in all genres. Radio Thrift Shop is adventurous listening. It's never the same program once. And the Radio Thrift Shop is heard weekly here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org. Around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. In the beautiful hills of Pine Mountain Club, California on Pine Cone Radio. And on shortwave on WBCQ, The Planet. Well, sometimes I like to do a themed program, and today is going to be Radio Thrift Shop, the 78 RPM edition. I'll be spinning 78s. Indeed. A little blast from the past, musically. And I'm going to start the program off with two songs by Arthur Miles. Now, Arthur Miles is really mysterious. He's a total enigma. All that we know about him is that he was a Texan singer from the 1920s and that he sang cowboy songs. And he is credited with independently creating a style of throat singing similar to the Tuvan style of throat singing. He recorded one record which had two sides, and both songs were called Lonesome Cowboy. They were released as Lonesome Cowboy Part 1 and Part 2, but in reality they are two different songs with two different themes, although musically they could be considered Part 1 and Part 2 of the same song. So here we go, spinning 78s on the Radio Thrift Shop. Here's Arthur Miles.
A group of jolly cowboys on a Franklin range one night, their heads up on a saddle and a campfire's burning bright. Some were telling stories and some were singing songs. Smoking cigarettes while the hours rolled along. Began the talking of distant friends so dear. A boy raised his head from his saddle and brushed away a tear. This boy was tall and handsome, and his face showed a lack of good care. His eyes were of a heavenly blue, and he had light wavy hair. Yeddy-o-dee-o-lay, yeddy-o-dee-o-lay. We asked him why he left his home, it being so dear to him. He raised his head from his saddle, with tears his eyes grew dim. As he raised his head from his saddle, and he gazed the rough crowd o'er, said, "Boys, I'll tell you the reason why I stay at home no more." Shared each other's troubles, boys, we shared each other's fun. Off that sad night when Tom and I was quarreling, I stabbed him with my knife. I fell on my knees beside him and tried to stop the blood that flowed down so gently. It was like a crimson flood. As the boys all gathered around, saying, "Bob, old boy, you'll remember when I am under the ground. Now, boys, you know the reason why that I'm compelled to roam, and why I am so far away from dear old home.
Oh,
1947 and a 78 released on Capitol Records. That was Dr. Samuel Hoffman playing the theremin with Leslie Baxter and Lunar Rhapsody. Before that, on the penny whistle and jazz harp and accordion, we heard Curly McKay and Willie Kemp. And we started off that set with Arthur Miles and both sides of his 78 Lonesome Cowboy, which was released on Victor Recordings in the late 1920s. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Welcome to Paper Radio, exploring paper culture in the digital age. Jeremy Biquette publishes the fanzine Give Me Cassettes or Give Me Death, an in-depth review of cassette culture from the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, and beyond. While you're browsing in your favorite thrift shop, ever wonder if you should pick up that Mahavishnu Orchestra tape? How about the Village People's greatest hits? Bob Dylan, The Who, The Cure, and Fleetwood Mac are some of the artists that Jeremy reviews, but there's also lesser-known recordings, such as Next Radio. Give Me Cassettes or Give Me Death is the cry of a new generation of tapeheads discovering older and new music on a favorite analog format. For more information, write to Jeremy Biquette at P.O. Box 190, Helleville, Illinois, 62222. Again, that's Give Me Cassettes or Give Me Death. Write to Jeremy Biquette, P.O. Box 190, Helleville, Illinois, 62222. Is that even a place or a state of mind? I'm DJ Frederick. See you at the mailbox.
The sweetest little words I ever knew, and when when I am a Kamaaina, it's going to thrill me through and through. Honikawa Viki Viki, they taught me on the beach at Waikiki. A Billa Kahau, meaning whoopee, I'm learning them fast, you can see. So after all, what does it matter if I should stutter on a word or two? I want to learn to speak Hawaiian, 'cause I'm pupuli simply wild over you. Waikiki, a Billa Kahau, meaning whoopee, I'm learning them fast, you can see. So after all, what does it matter if I should stutter on a word or two? I want to learn to speak Hawaiian, 'cause I'm pupuli simply wild over you. Pupuli simply wild over you.
If you could cast your eyes on the Isle of Paradise, you'd be surprised to see what's happened to Waikiki. They do the Honolulu Rocka Roller, Honolulu Rocka Roller. Come and see them all rocking away on the beach at Waikiki. You'll love the Honolulu Rocka Roller, Honolulu Rocka Roller. Hula hula girls are swaying away neath the palm trees by the sea. You'll see them swaying
the little grass skirts.
They love to swing
the little grass skirts.
Be sure to bring along a ukulele to serenade your love when you do the Honolulu Rocka Roller, Honolulu Rocka Roller. Say how are you and how are you for me when you get to Waikiki. They do the Honolulu Rocka Roller, Honolulu Rocka Roller. Come and see them all rocking away on the beach at Waikiki. You'll love the Honolulu Rocka Roller, Honolulu Rocka Roller. Hula hula girls are swaying away neath the palm trees by the sea. You'll see them swaying
their little grass skirts.
They love to swing
their little grass skirts.
Be sure to bring along a ukulele to serenade your love when you do the Honolulu Rocka Roller, Honolulu Rocka Roller. Say how you in Hawaii for me when you get to Waikiki. When you get to Waikiki. When you get to Waikiki.
Moon Mullican with Honolulu Rocka Roller. Before that, we heard Napau Stevens with I Want to Learn to Speak Hawaiian. We started that set off with Les Paul and Tiger Rag. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, your field guide to the analog side of radio. And today I am spinning 78 RPM recordings. If you're listening on shortwave or listening on the Global Voice, I do offer QSLs and correspondence. Please send your reception reports to DJ Frederick, Radio Thrift Shop, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 3673-0278. That's DJ Frederick, Radio Thrift Shop, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America.
And a sipping and a winking and a blinking, a mixed up cat bazaar. To me it wasn't funny when that honey took my money and she left me standing here to cry. That's when I went
loco in love.
I went loco
in love. Loco in love.
I went loco
in love. Loco in love.
I went loco
in love. He's loco.
Made a mess when she gave me the wrong address and a dollar phone and telephone too. My heart was beating and repeating, hoping that she would be greeting, but I've got news for you. It was the police station without a hesitation, the only thing that I could think of do. That's when I went
loco in love.
There never was a man like Yellowhand, strong as a bull and brave as a bear, sly as a fox and always prepared for Yellowhand.
Ooh, cheer-wop, cheer-oo,
Yellowhand.
Ooh, cheer-wop, cheer-oo.
Rode a 10-foot stallion, swift as the wind, eyes like an eagle and fall like a man for Yellowhand.
Ooh, cheer-wop, cheer-oo,
Yellowhand.
Never
was a warrior yet to be born that could hold one breath from midnight to morn. Geronimo said till his dying day, there never was a man that he would obey. But Yellowhand,
ooh, cheer-wop, cheer-oo,
Yellowhand,
ooh,
cheer-wop. He used a branch of a tree to make his bow strong. The tomahawk they made was 10 foot long for Yellowhand.
Ooh, cheer-wop, cheer-oo,
Yellowhand,
ooh, cheer-wop,
cheer-oo. He used a giant redwood tree to make his canoe, a buffalo's hide to make just one shoe for Yellowhand.
Ooh, cheer-wop, cheer-oo,
Yellowhand,
ooh, cheer-wop, cheer-oo.
Never was a warrior yet to be found that could go without dying to his happy hunting ground. Geronimo said till his dying day, there never was a man that he would obey. But Yellowhand,
ooh, cheer-wop, cheer-oo,
Yellowhand,
ooh, cheer-wop, cheer-oo.
I want you to imagine a man has just bought a new radio, and he's one of these typical dial twisters who is never satisfied with one program. You hear the news, a dramatic play, the market prices, and London, England. But really, he doesn't care what program he gets. He just loves to turn on the radio, and this is what happens when he turns it on.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. Here is the weather forecast for the mountain tomorrow.
Ici Radio Paris. Voyez écouter maintenant.
Warm to my heart, for you know.
Presenting the Moonlight Sonata.
The one, only you beneath the moon and...
It was officially reported this evening that Mr. Neville Chamberlain stated in the House of Commons,
oh, Dora, my darling Dora, you know how much I love you.
Oh, but Francis, it cannot be so.
Oh, but don't you hear the sound of sweet music? Dora, if you would only come with me, the sights that we could see.
5,000 hogs and 3,000 sheep. Some hogs active, others slow. How is your stomach? If you have an acid stomach, why don't you enjoy Teddy White and his Hawaiian singers and players?
Sold American.
You are now hearing Big Ben from London. Good night, everybody. This is the Templeton Broadcasting System.
stop the clock and make believe this night of love will never end. This is our chance, don't pass it by. Let's stop the clock and capture every thrill this night of love may set. This is romance, don't let it die, darling. My hungry heart keeps telling me love while you may. We love but once, and love only lives for a day. Let's stop the clock before this moment fades into the dawn. For with the dawn you will be gone. Let love live on. Let's stop the clock.
From 1939, Horace Heidt with Let's Stop the Clock. Before that, the El Toros with Yellow Hand, The Wheels and Loco, and we started off with Dave Brubeck and Fugue. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, the 78 RPM edition. No, we're not going to do Flash Frisbone. And now we're going to hear a documentary about how 78 records are made.
In announcing broadcasts, I've heard a lot of great music. But I got one of my biggest musical thrills visiting the Camden plant of RCA Victor. In that plant, guarded day and night behind these huge steel doors, I found a treasure house of music. The originals of the finest records ever made by Victor. The music of the world's greatest artists of past and present. These are the master discs from which millions of great records have been pressed. I heard the voice of Caruso. And I heard the voice of Shalyapin, preserved in gleaming metal, so that it can give encores forever. I saw one of the master discs of Sousa, one of the greatest band leaders of all time. And I saw records made, music literally written in wax. The first step, I learned, is to pour a thin layer of molten wax onto a hot plate. The beginning of the master record. A hot flame melts all bubbles and flaws out of the wax, which is of the purest possible grade. This is done in a sealed, dust-proof, and air-conditioned room where the temperature is thermostatically controlled. A second going over with the flame, and the wax is ready for slow and careful cooling, almost ready for the recording of the music. Meticulous examination ensures smooth perfection before the wax is passed through a special slot to the recording room. The perfect wax is put on the turntable, a cutting point called a stylus is adjusted, and everything is ready to record again the most popular selection ever caught on wax, the beautiful Blue Danube Waltz of Johann Strauss. The sound engineer is ready, the musicians are set, and I see a record made. Engineer mixes the sound to achieve the best musical balance in the record. Vibrations of sound brought from the microphones pass through this cutting head to the stylus. The stylus, in turn, cuts the vibrations in the soft wax, records the poetic tones forever. Recording is finished, the soft disc is washed with nitrogen and put into a chamber with a blot of pure gold. A 2,500 volt electrical current, I was amazed to learn, bombards atoms of gold onto the wax, coating it completely. The gold-covered disc is put into a solution of copper sulfate, through which a powerful electrical current runs, transferring molecules of copper from the solution to the record. As a result of this process, called electrolysis, the disc comes out plated with copper, immortal music written in metal. In a second bath, the copper coating is further built up. In these baths, electricity flows through the solution between two poles, one a block of copper and the other the disc itself. When the current passes from the copper into the solution, it carries with it charged molecules of metal called ions, which are drawn to the disc and penetrate its tiniest recesses, taking the exact shape of the grooves made by the original sound vibrations, ensuring perfect fidelity of tone in the final record. From this furiously bubbling cauldron comes the master record. After the copper has taken the impression, the wax may be stripped away. This master matrix now could be used to press the final records, I was told, but it would not last long enough to turn out the millions of discs music lovers demand. Hence another disc, called a mother matrix, must be made first, and from that, stampers will be made to press the final records. When the master is finally stripped, the last traces of wax are washed away. The master matrix is carefully rinsed and scrubbed. Then it's given another electrolytic bath, this time of nickel, which I learned gives it a still harder outer coating. After this bath, the master is washed and dipped into a special solution that coats it with a fine film. Now into another copper bath, and this time the mother matrix starts to build up on the face of the master, taking the shape of the same grooves, capturing again the sweet tones of the flowing music. The double disc is now separated into mother and master, and the master matrix goes down to the treasure house of music to be preserved for all time, to take its place beside the works of the world's greatest artists. The mother matrix is thoroughly washed and cleaned and goes into a nickel bath to give it a more durable surface. After another washing and film coating, it goes into another copper bath where the stamping matrix starts to build up. The double disc bubbles in its bath until the tiny electrified particles of copper grow into a hard, strong coating and the plating is finished. Now the mother matrix and stamper, locked face to face, are separated. From the mother, additional stampers will be made so that many finished records may be pressed at one time. Before the stamper is ready to use, it receives a nickel plating and then another coat, this time of hard gleaming chromium, to give it resistance enough to last through many pressings. The matrix is washed once more. And now with other stampers, it will soon be ready to press the finished records. For still greater strength, the completed matrix is soldered to a rigid backing. For perfect contact with the hot backing, the stamper is heated with flame, protected with a chemically neutral blanket, and pressed evenly into the hot solder. When the gleaming disc is removed from the press, it is ready for the next operation, the centering of the hole around which the finished record will revolve. This delicate mechanism centers the hole with meticulous precision and is checked by magnification. Looking through the magnifier, I saw the rotating grooves of the music itself caught on the record. Carefully, the technician centers the disc, and with the lens, he checks again. With the position of the hole accurately determined, he drills it with infinite accuracy on dead center. Now the stamper is given a last washing so no speck of dust can make even the tiniest mark that would create the smallest false sound. On this revolving cleaning machine, I saw the disc receive its final polishing. But before going to the actual pressing of records, I was shown the mixing of the materials that go into the disc you hear at home, ingredients gathered from the farthest corners of the earth. The materials are processed in one of the largest and most intricate machines I have ever seen, the Banbury Mixer. One ingredient is the finest shellac obtainable, which is brought from India. Another resin ingredient is from the East Indies and, like the shellac, is ground into fine powder before mixing. Eighteen other ingredients gathered from distant places are carefully and accurately weighed in to ensure the most exact proportions to make a correct final mixture. All ingredients are finely ground and put into the mixer to be carefully combined under heat with the powdered shellac, which is sucked into the machine through a vacuum pipe. Now all is ready, and the Banbury mixer rolls. Inside this huge machine, three stories tall, the mixture is heated to the melting point, whipped and stirred and beaten until it is thoroughly mixed to a dough-like consistency. The hot mixture falls out on great rollers where it is kneaded and rolled into a long, flat sheet. As it comes out of the machine, circular knives cut it into pieces called biscuits, each the right size to make one record. The biscuits, cooled for easy handling, come off the belt in neat little piles, but before they are used for actual pressing, they must be heated again on steam tables. Then I saw a record pressed. First, steam is shot through the machine, then cold water runs through to cool the record. Two different stampers are used in the machine at the same time to press the two sides of the record simultaneously. The labels are put in before the biscuit, I learned, and actually pressed into the record, not just pasted on. Many presses working at the same time turn out many records together to satisfy the music-hungry thousands. The edge of the record is carefully polished. After this is finished, comes a listening test, when the record is actually played for expert ears. Examined and found flawless, the records are polished and slipped into envelopes ready for packing and shipment. They are counted, boxed, and carried by conveyor belt to the shipping room. From this room, the records go out to all parts of the world to bring joy and pleasure to millions of music lovers, to give them permanently the music they want when they want it. Now the genius of artist and engineer, the work of many hands, have brought the record to its destination. From its tiny grooves, the recorded vibrations of sound will be picked up by the jewel point, amplified electrically, and the beautiful Blue Danube fulfills its mission in an ideal combination for the home. ¶¶ No matter what it is you want to hear at your command performance, it is recorded for you by the world's greatest artists.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, where we learn something new every week. I want to say thank you for tuning in, listening here on WSCS in New London, or online at classicalwscs.org, and listening out in California on Pinecone Radio, or at the Global Voice. Or even globally on the planet at WBCQ Shortwave. This is DJ Frederick. I hope you've enjoyed the 78 RPM edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.